Okay. So this next slide talks about kind of, it gives you an outline of the topics we intend to cover. This is a very high level within each of these topics. I think you'll see our slides are kind of basic. We really wanted to keep the PowerPoint as more of a framework to lead the conversation, and we really want to, again, just open this up for as a conversation, just like if anyone at any point has any questions or has any interesting topics or takes. Anytime we've done this, or I've done this, I find that there's always someone in the room that probably knows more about any individual topic than I do, and, or has something really, really interesting to say about it. And so please don't hesitate, because we've built in a lot of time for this kind of conversational aspect of all of this. So with that, I'll start talking about copyright and trademarks. You know, the reason I start there in these two kind of areas is because in terms of, like, entering into your web presence and developing your website and your applications, like, these are maybe the two pillars of law that may protect your interests in the things you're developing the most. And then in terms of avoiding risk, these are the areas where, like, you may get sued or you may find yourself doing something that creates a dispute with some other party. And so kind of starting, just wanting to take these two topics at a really high level and just kind of expand on them a little bit more, I think is really valuable. Starting with copyright, which is probably like the broader topic. So copyright law really is there to protect, you know, a creator's original work of authorship. So copyright law is really there to protect someone's work. That has been applied. At its inception, it was originally around creative works. So it was like books and photographs and paintings and music. But really in the last 20 or 30 years, it's really been an area that's evolved to protect like things like software. You know, it originally wasn't meant to protect things that maybe had functionality, but things like software that can be developed in creative ways have all fallen under this regime of copyright law. And so also all the content that you may be creating on your websites, that's all going to fall under copyright law as well. What copyright law doesn't protect is usually like facts and data, so that's usually something that falls outside of it. Trademark law, on the other hand, is really talking about your brand. And I think a common misconception, which may not be a misconception to this room because we've got a lot of lawyers here, but I find this a lot when I'm dealing with business folks, is I think people think about trademarks and trademark law in the same way they think about other assets, and they think about trademark law protecting their interest in their mark. Like, they feel like they created this mark, and so they think there's the law that protects it. Trademark law is actually really different than a lot of other laws. Like, the foundations of trademark law are less about protecting your interest in your mark, and they're really there to protect consumers from confusion. They're there so that when you walk into a store and you see it, like Colgate toothpaste, like you don't, there's not some like Bob Colgate that put his toothpaste next to it and you grab the wrong one and then you find that like it's a completely different product. It's really about controlling quality across brands and not confusing consumers. And when you keep that in mind, you may find oftentimes that might answer a lot of questions you might have about the brands you create, about the issues that may arise with similar brands or trademarks. And so I think that's one important distinction. So again, the reason I want to talk about these two areas is really one, focusing on like your rights in those areas, and then also how to infringe other people's rights in those areas as well. So talking about copyright, you know, I wanted to just have some high-level bullet points around some topics that I think are important when it comes to the development of anything that's copyrightable in your business. And so maybe the easiest place to start is around like having employment agreements. So you're going to have a lot of employees or contractors that you engage to develop either your software, your application, to create your marketing materials, your creative content. So I think one important thing to keep in mind when it comes to who owns what in an employment relationship versus in a relationship where you hire a vendor is when it comes to employees, there's a thing called the work for hire doctrine. So you do have some common law protection when employees create content for you within the context of their employment for your business. Even if you didn't have an employment agreement, which you should have for a number of reasons, you may have some common law protection there about having ownership to that work. I think it's important to note, though, that you don't have that when you're dealing with like a vendor or even like a volunteer. So like if you're dealing with a vendor, it's really important to make sure that you're reviewing the IP ownership language in those agreements, because the default for a vendor, if you hire someone to build you a software application and you don't enter into a written agreement that says you own that application, the default isn't you own the application. The default would be that they own it and you have a license to use it, which is very different. And so you want to make sure that you're formalizing these relationships. And I think volunteers kind of fall somewhere in the middle. As nonprofits, you may be working with volunteers all the time, and you may not be having these volunteers create kind of creative content for you. And so because they're volunteers and they're not paid, you may feel like it's not as important to enter into formal written agreements with them or volunteer agreements. But the reality is if you're going to have them do anything that might involve any kind of form of creativity, then it's important for you to enter into at least something that transfers that IP ownership to your organization.